Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
All right, KC, we talk about brain drain sometimes. Eric Bieniemy goes from Kansas City to now Washington, becomes their offensive coordinator slash assistant head coach. I don't know. There doesn't seem to be a lot of, hot takes or anything about Eric Bieniemy going to Washington. There seems to just be mostly a giant shrug. Right, because it's, I think people have attributed most of the success, offensive success, to the head coach and to the quarterback and less to the OC.
Yeah, it's tough because I think most of the conversation with Eric Bieniemy revolves around why is he not a head coach? Why is
well,
he
that's
not
a fair conversation. Coaching? Yeah.
Yeah, like that's a whole nother conversation to have there. Obviously, it's tough to parse the success in terms of who's more responsible, Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes, right, or Eric Bieniemy. Well, it's not like that stopped, Matt Nagy from getting a head coaching job when it was Kansas City or Doug Peterson before that, right? Like these are guys that worked under Andy Reid, still got head coaching jobs. Maybe Bieniemy is just like an all-time awful interviewer. I know he had when he was younger, there was legal issues, stuff like that. Right. But obviously we know there's a whole conversation around there's a whole legitimate conversation that had about diverse candidates and everything like that. Obviously, I think Kansas City was okay letting Bieniemy go because Andy Reid has gone to bat for him as a head coaching candidate. Like, why is this guy not stood up in front of league owners and, said that this guy should be a head coaching candidate? I think this is sort of, and whether you think this is right or not, I think that the truth of the matter lies in Bieniemy. And I think the Chiefs agreed with him on this, thought that this was a career move he had to make, was go call plays, separate himself from Andy Reid to go sort of prove his resume. Again, whether you think that's right or not, I think that's where he is thinking. That's where the right. Chiefs were thinking with okay letting him walk. Let's focus on the KC side of this first. I don't know how much this moves the needle, which maybe again speaks to the value of Bieniemy and all that stuff, but we know that Andy Reid is great. Like whenever you have an offensive play calling head coach, you can have this sort of brain drain.
You can.
And you can lose and you can keep the train on the track. Think about what San Francisco has dealt with over the last 3 years. Their coaching staff gets just raided
every year.
Raided every year. Same thing with the Rams under Sean McVay. And obviously the Rams had a lot of issues this year, but the 49ers are always able to keep that train on the track because they have Kyle Shanahan. The system remains the same, etc. Also, I know Matt Nagy's he's not the sexiest guy in the world right now, but he did go back there. He's probably just going to become the offensive coordinator. And there's also talk he might be the successor to Andy.
Oh God,
be hilarious.
Oh God,
wouldn't that be hilarious if Andy Reid retires in 3 years and Matt Nagy just becomes inherits the gold mine that is Patrick Mahomes in what would still be at this point in 3 years or whatever. Yeah. Like, he's still squarely in the prime of his career.
Oh, for sure.
Matt Nagy's of Bears fans just weeping as Matt Nagy's like holding a Super Bowl trophy and 2030 or something like that. I mean, dude, wouldn't that just be just,
you can,
wouldn't that just be brutal?
You can old takes me. Matt Nagy will never be a Super Bowl winning head coach. Never.
I don't care.
He can have Patrick Mahomes in his prime. He will never be a Super Bowl winning head coach. It's not gonna happen. You can all,
the Bears went to the playoffs. I want all the listeners.
If you want to old takes me, you can. It ain't gonna happen. Some of the on-field decision making was just like, what are we doing out here? No adjustments in the second half, and just as the season wore on, every single Matt Nagy team would devolve. It's like, no, that's not the dude. That is not the dude, man. But you're right. Anything could happen if you got Patrick Mahomes, for God's sakes.
Right. Yeah. When your second half adjustment could just be, hey, Patrick, why don't you go bail me?
Bail me out, baby.
That's a lot easier. I still maintain that like Matt Nagy had some pretty good ideas on offense and pretty good. Like, I thought his offenses were pretty well designed. And it's just like when you have Nick Foles or Andy Dalton or Mitch Trubisky running them, probably not the best. And also, I maintain that he was on tilt for the rest of his time as Bears coach, and especially the year after there was that like missed kick in the playoffs in his first year. Like, remember when it was like, oh, you clearly have a quarterback problem, but you're staging this like massive kicker competition. It's like, yeah, I'm currently bleeding out, but I'm really trying to solve this paper cut on my left pinky finger or whatever. So that's a long detour to say that Matt Nagy, Super Bowl winning head coach in 2030. You heard it here first, although James completely disagrees with me. I'm just saying.
But that's great.
On a serious note,
yeah,
I think the Chiefs will still stay right on track. It's really probably... Sure. Probably not a big deal, you know, for Kansas City to lose guys. It's going to happen. This won't be the last time.
But is it potentially a bigger deal for Washington?
I think it could be, man. And it's just everything with Washington comes back to two questions.
Okay.
One, who's going to own the team this time next year?
Geez.
And two, who is going to be the quarterback like this time in 3 months or whatever?
Okay.
So, and I do kind of think like I've kind of come, I don't know, full circle on this whole Sam Howell thing. You know, my dad's favorite quarterback, Sam Howell, UNC's finest.
Nice.
Oh my God, the amount of times I've had to talk about Sam Howell with my dad, it's quite a thing. But anyways,
can I ask a legitimate question? Why did it take that long to unveil Sam Howell? I'm just confused as all get out. Like, you watch Sam Howell play and you're like, oh, this guy can make some throws. Like, why did it take so damn long to see Sam Howell? I don't understand.
It's very weird to go from we are not playing Sam Howell until like we're completely eliminated from playoff contention in 2022 to now like Ron Rivera saying to anybody that would listen on Radio Row, like, we're walking in to 2023 with Sam Howell as our QB1. I think I don't know. Very, very, very weird. So I think there's a couple things to play here. And I do think part of this comes back to the ownership thing. I don't think that they're in a position. I think the team knows, everybody on the team knows, whether it's general manager, everybody in the front office, coaching staff. I think they know the team's going to get sold. And I think they don't want to make a big giant commitment to a Derek Carr type of quarterback or a Jimmy Garoppolo type of quarterback. They don't want to make the Aaron Rodgers trade for sure when they know the team is going to be under new ownership quite soon. Most likely, I think we all see the writing on the wall. This is probably the end, the merciful end for Daniel Snyder as the Washington team owner. And I think that dovetails into the Sam Howell thing where I think we might get, and you know, this is all I want. I want like a legit quarterback competition. This is not as sexy as the potential Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, two guys enter, one guy leaves quarterback competition, but we might well get like a, I don't know, mid-range veteran and Sam Howell quarterback competition in Washington.
Okay.
And I think that's the future of it. And I do think Eric Bieniemy, coming back to him, look, I don't know, again, it's tough to parse out like What is Bieniemy? What is Andy Reid? But it certainly is not 100-0 or 90-10. Like, there are definite parts of that. Like, there are times where Bieniemy was calling plays for the Chiefs. There are times where he was obviously setting up game plans for the Chiefs. Like, it's not as if he's just doing, he's not in there like mopping the freaking floors, which is, I think, what some people like to make it out to be. He's clearly a part of the team's offensive success. They could still be great without him, and he could still go be great in Washington. Again, not the best situation to walk into. It's the freaking Commanders. Yeah. They hardly ever get anything right. But I do think with that talent on the team, good running backs. We love the receivers here at Reception Perception that they got there at Washington. I think if he can get Sam Howell to be like an average starting quarterback, or they get a Garoppolo type, a Teddy Bridgewater type, I mean, God forbid a Jameis Winston type in there, like they could have some fun on offense.
How surprised were you when they let go of Scott Turner?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, I'm a Turner bro. There
yeah,
are
you are. Yes. That's why I throw it out to you, pal. You know, this is the funny thing, Matt. Literally, I could not think of anyone in the football media landscape that would even like care at all. You're the only person.
Oh, there are dozens of. What are you talking? There, James. There are dozens of us.
I know.
Bro.
There are dozens of you, but I'm just saying, none of them like that are prominently working in the football media landscape. I couldn't think of anyone. You're the only person. That I think would care.
There are definitely others that care.
Okay.
I will say I'm not the only one because there are dozens of us. But Scott Turner, I think this was which, you know, this meant something to Rivera because he was part of the friends and family program.
For sure.
You know, he was Norv Turner's son, brought him from Carolina, you know, the whole thing. I think that this was hey, we have to do something. So we're going to go ahead and fire Scott. And that's part of it. The sort of like, hey, my job's on the line. So let me just go ahead and fire this guy, Scott Turner. And there are legit. It's not like the offense was good.
No,
I think that Scott Turner. And now if I'm being serious about it, I think that Scott Turner has really good ideas. I think he's got great. The offense was very well designed. The passing game in particular was really well designed. However, some of the actual play calling and like the within game sequences of the play calls were not always very good. I think, you know, particularly some of the choices made in terms of like when to run and pass, when to get too cute, even if the play designs are nice, you don't always just have to go to the Curtis Samuel rushing plays. you could just run the ball with Brian Robinson, right? Especially when you're going against the Giants and you can run on the Giants. But so I wasn't that surprised to see it happen, although I was disappointed. I do think, hey man, him going to the Raiders as a passing game, like he's the passing game coordinator. Yeah. That's great for Scott. That's his job.
There you go.
Go design some fun stuff. Get Josh McDaniels can be a little bit, archaic and prehistoric with some of his passing game concepts. Get Scott Turner in there to freshen things up. Somebody who's not just a New England bro is Scott Turner. He'll be great. He'll be great with the Raiders job. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you, young Turner.
I am curious to see what kind of impact that would have. And I'm actually very curious to see what kind of impact the Andy Reid coaching tree and Eric Bieniemy will have in Washington. Again, as you mentioned, some pretty good wide receivers there. Eric Bieniemy, I think he's got some toys there to unleash and potentially unlock with a guy like Sam Howell.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, if Sam Howell can play, this they do need to get their offensive line better. I will acknowledge that. Their offensive line was bad last year. It was banged up. That's an area where they have to improve. Maybe that's part of the reason why they don't want to go balls to the walls with quarterback, right? Is that they want to sit there and say, all right, let's get our offensive line improved. Let's use draft resources, some of the money that we have available. You know, they're above the league average in terms of cap space right now, but they're 14th. They're not much above the league average in terms of the available cap space that they have. But so maybe that's, again, why they don't want to take that big-ish swing at quarterback with the ownership decision coming up.
They totally should, though. Come on, man. Go for it. You know, you got the wide receivers. You got running backs, man. Like, this is fertile ground for a veteran quarterback to come in and just elevate the entire franchise.
Yeah, but it's tough because they are in the NFC, and the NFC is ripe for the taking. 100%. I know the Jets are the most popular destination for Rodgers and Carr and all that stuff, but we don't need any more good quarterbacks in the AFC. We're good. We're good in the AFC. The NFC needs help right
now. Like,
all of these guys should be trying to get their way into the NFC South.
I would love to see Rodgers in a Washington uniform. Like, I honestly think that would be awesome. Just like, give me Terry McLaurin and Aaron Rodgers. Give me that connection 170 times in an NFL season. Give me that. I would love that.
If Dan Snyder wasn't trying to avoid, like, you know, jail time or, you know, wasn't like persona non grata number one jail in the time. NFL right now,
golly.
I think you I'm kidding. But if he wasn't on the brink of like selling the team.
Yeah,
there'd be more steam behind that.
Yeah.
But as it stands right now, I think that's probably the biggest hang up. Like, it's not going to change the valuation of the Washington Commanders and whatever. Like, you're still going to sell them for like $7 billion. Like, they're going to the Penner totally. Bros bought the Walmart Bros bought the Denver Broncos for like $4.5 billion. Washington's going to blow that out of the water. You know, they're going to blow that out of the water when they sell that thing. Dan Snyder is going to get on his yacht and be in the middle of, you know, one of those seas over there in Europe. One of those seas over there on the other side of the world. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Sitting on his billions, but it just typically when teams are about to sell, I don't know. I mean, I guess Russell Wilson got traded to the Broncos when we knew that team was going to sell last year.
Right.
So maybe I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here, but it does from a pure like ownership standpoint, like to throw that out for a second. Washington is definitely at a position where we have just gotten, we haven't gotten above average quarterback play in like 5 years, maybe longer than that. When's the last time they had above average quarterback play? Like Kirk Cousins?
That's it,
the last 5 years we haven't even gotten close to average quarterback play. We are, Ron Rivera's probably on the hot seat.
Yep.
Like, trading a couple of first round picks would make sense. Not that it makes sense to trade a couple of first round picks for Rodgers, but it does make sense from a, we are ready, the offense is ready to drop a quarterback in here and go. But yeah, just, I don't know. I kind of, the other part of me does buy like the idea that they have a mid-range veteran and Sam Howell and duke it out here with Eric Bieniemy potentially designing a fun scheme. I don't know. It's not that sexy, but it might be the reality.
Well, you know, the other thing about Washington that I really like for Aaron Rodgers specifically is that the defense is not bad. The defense is close to being really good. You know, they need a little secondary help. But I think the boys up front, they're pretty good. The offensive line, as you mentioned, I don't think it's that bad. I think they had a couple of injuries and, you know, I think they can recover quickly. And the one thing we know about good quarterbacks is that, man, that great quarterbacks can elevate an offensive line as well by calling out protection and doing those kind of things, right? So I think Washington is so, dude, they're so close from a talent perspective. They're not that far away. They just had maybe some of the worst quarterbacking in the NFL. And if you were to throw in a top five, top seven quarterback in the NFL into that system, man, that's looking pretty spicy. And I think that would put some, first of all, you get Aaron Rodgers in there, you're putting a lot of butts in the seats, man. So, to that financial,
you can even get into FedEx Field or whatever. I mean, my God, I've been to a lot of games at FedEx Field. That's what in Landover, freaking Maryland, yeah, for the team in Washington.
There you go.
What a disaster trying to get in and out of that hellhole of a stadium.
Perfect. Hey, listen. I think we've exhausted this conversation. And I tell you what, for an off-season podcast, this was a lot of fun. We are back with you again next week. But if you guys want some questions answered, if you got some pressing questions that you would like the boys here to answer, by all means, absolutely shoot us a tweet or jump into the Discord as well. Go to the website, receptionperception.com. And if you could, like and subscribe to the podcast and to Matt's YouTube page as well. For Matt Harmon, I'm James Coe. We'll see you.